Thanks to a big expansion of natural gas production here in Texas and several other states, the U.S. energy forecast looks good. But the biggest energy user, transportation, still relies primarily on petroleum. The chairman and CEO of General Motors, Daniel Akerson, says providing customers with home natural gas fueling stations might help.
We thought it would sell the product and we could make a profit. Sure, we'll do it.
But Akerson says that's not likely to happen until the U.S. government backs the creation of far more fueling stations nationwide.
There may have to be some government incentive to the energy industry to have them build up the necessary infrastructure. But we can't control that part of the equation, but
here
we also
right in here, Dan.
Can't just manufacture without having some surety of infrastructure support.
Because cars and trucks using natural gas are currently so expensive, the American Petroleum Institute's chief economist, John Felmy, says any change has to start with large commercial vehicles.
The higher costs for single-family vehicles are so much above what conventional vehicles are that it's hard to recover the cost. Now, for fleet operations, for heavy-duty trucks, I think there's an opportunity there.
Felmy also thinks it makes sense to promote the export of liquefied natural gas to provide producers with an incentive to expand.
If you look at gas operations around the country right now, you're seeing still an enormous amount of exploratory drilling for gas, but the development drilling hasn't occurred because of a relatively low price.
He says such exports would also cut the U.S. trade deficit, create more jobs, and yet have only a minor impact on the price consumers pay. But this development is not just good for the United States. Businessmen like Mikhail Smirnov of Russia's Cryogenmash want to sell liquefied natural gas equipment to U.S. companies.
We are excited about it because that dramatically increases the number of private gas sellers and private customers who will need the gas to be liquefied in small quantities.
And energy officials from many countries are here to learn more about how they can expand their own production. For many nations, this is about fighting poverty, according to Arsenio Mabote, chairman of Mozambique's National Petroleum Institute.
By having energy resources, if, for instance, you generate electricity and you supply to the population, that brings development.
Experts say countries around the world are going to need energy from a variety of sources, including oil, gas, coal, and renewables, to meet demand in the coming decades. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.